Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
One of the things I love about Caitlin Clark, I don't know if you saw her 9 assists last night, but she got Aaliyah Boston. She got her involved in the game early and often. So Boston ends with 31, and Caitlin won away from a single double in assists.
Ballin'!
I may have picked the wrong day yesterday to cape up for Caitlin Clark. She had a terrible game, and Angel Reese had a great game.
What did she have, 18 and 17? Something crazy.
I don't know. I turned off my notification.
But Angel also has a 6'8" girl running with her. That was a tough one to watch.
That was not the Caitlin Clark I expected last night. I had that argument holstered for a while. She did not hold up her end of the deal.
Revolutionized women's basketball.
reverse.
18, 17, and 6, by the way, for one Angel Reese.
And what was Caitlin Clark last night?
You really want me to say it?
It was like 6.
Bing, bing.
6 points, 2 rebounds, 9 assists.
6, 9, and 2. LeVar Ball numbers.
3 of 13 from the field. 0 of 6 from 3. Whoops.
8 turnovers, by the way. 8 turnovers.
Whoops.
The GOAT.
Moving on. Tonight's the NBA draft. Solana is the reigning radio personality of the year, according to the Miami New Times. So I guess I have to ask permission, but I feel like on NBA draft night and his name's on the show, like it's a whole new dynamic. Yeah. I can't just bully things anymore. Will you give us permission at some point today to play a lot while? Because I feel like for draft night, it's kind of a tradition, no?
It's the anniversary.
Look, in the spirit of the show, and because I love the listeners so much, and I truly do appreciate everything that Hawk and Crowder have done. No, permission not granted, and we will do something.
I don't like the new dynamic. I don't like this new power dynamic. This is screwed up everything.
It's weird, Hawk. It's weird.
But he's the reigning champ, so I can't just force a bit on him if he doesn't want it played. So,
and I even
but you're leaving early, though, right?
I am, yeah.
All right. Jimmy, find that bit.
What are you leaving for?
He's got the draft tonight. He's doing the draft show from the arena.
Oh, I thought this was pickleball night.
No, that's tomorrow and Friday. He's leaving early tomorrow and Friday for pickleball. Leaving early tonight so that he can gallivant with Tommy Tighe for a while before the draft actually starts. He just wants to be there for the camaraderie.
Solana, I actually, now your name's on the show, I'm leaning on you because I went in, Hawk, today, and I went to an app, and I'm like, hey, draft, mock drafts, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, Solana got all this down. I don't know any names. I don't need to know
totally
Ace Bailey.
Agree.
You kiss my butt.
Yep, totally agree.
So, Solana, we're leaning on you totally today to tell us what's going to happen tonight.
Yeah, I'm prepared. Definitely. Shoot, go ask me a question.
If you're not, though. If you're not, feel free to fire off a lot while, because I'm okay with that as well.
Yeah. Ask me a question. Go anything about the draft. Absolutely anything.
Who's going to go after Cooper Flagg?
No idea. Dylan Harper is what you said yesterday at like minus 50,000, right? Dylan Harper was the guy you said. I mean, I know it's Dylan Harper.
I think it was like minus 2,000 to be the second pick.
Yeah.
What are the players are we talking about in that Heat range of 20? So, because I also hearing the Heat are
studied. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But the Heat are not going to – they might not have a draft pick is also what I've heard listening and reading stuff.
Yeah. No, I mean, that is a very big possibility. Look, I mean, there's a decent chance that the Miami Heat were operating over the past 2 weeks, 3 weeks, like they weren't going to have this pick. You know? So I'm sure – I was listening to a couple of shows earlier this morning, and they're like, do the Heat really have a plan? I just – and. Look, the Miami Heat have a plan. Like this isn't the Charlotte Bobcats we're dealing with. But man, it seems like a lot of teams are looking to trade their first round selection today, and there's a lot of suitors out there trying to get more picks. A lot of the Brooklyn Nets who literally have 17 first round draft picks today. So I would say, Crowder, don't be surprised by anything.
Are the Heat in the market for picks? Or are they in the market to move players? Which I don't know which one.
I don't know. What is your best guess? And I guess that's how we can operate, because genuinely,
Best guess is they thought they'd have KD and Dame Lillard out there next season.
But Pat Riley in the past wants to get proven entities and not figure out young guys, but it seems like now we're trying to figure out young guys.
Yeah, but what if you could jettison Terry Rozier and Andrew Wiggins? And I mean, maybe Wiggins isn't the right example, but maybe he is. What if you can jettison some of these guys for draft picks? I mean, it may not be plan A, but they gotta do something.
Oh, Solana, quick, let me go.
Yeah.
And you probably have a better answer. I have no problem with Terry Rozier not being on the Heat roster. I don't care what they do with him. If they hide him under a Carnival cruise liner,
first round pick for him, didn't they?
Hawk, sometimes you gotta know when to hold him, know when to fold him, and we gotta fold on Terry.
Nah, I don't think you can. I don't think you can just trade it. But first of all, in order to get rid of just Terry Rozier, you would have to attach something to him. Nobody's taking on Terry Rozier. He is you know, his contract isn't terrible when you consider the ramifications of when it expires, but you'd probably have to give up something, or he has to be a part of a package, you know? Like, he was going to be a part of the Phoenix Suns package for KD to make the cap numbers work. But nobody's sending you the 30th overall selection tonight in the first round for Terry Rozier. Like,
I get it.
That's out of the question.
I just wonder if they can move a whole bunch of players for a second round pick. I don't know what their plan is. I honestly don't know what their plan is.
Hawk, if the Heat were going to try to acquire picks tonight, my best guess would be, if they're moving players, it would be for future draft capital, not for today. Yeah. I could be wrong. They might have somebody in mind.
I'm with you on that.
They might have somebody in mind where they're like, hey, we're going to trade our first round pick, the 20th overall selection, and X player, and we're going to move up to 14 because we love this guy. It's possible. Everybody's tying Crowder, the guy, the kid from Florida, Walter Clayton Jr. They're tying him to Miami. Every mock draft, almost unanimous, he's coming to Miami. But what if somebody's going to take him at 13? They get on the phone. They call Riley. They say, we're taking this guy. You want him? What are you offering us? Well, that comes into play then, right? What can the Heat send to X team? So my best guess, gentlemen, the Heat are going to take somebody with the 20th overall pick, and this time tomorrow, Terry Rozier will still be a member of the team. They'll have a new first-round pick, which will be cap-friendly, and Andrew Wiggins will still be a member of this team. That's my best guess.
And hopefully we'll have
Walter Clayton Jr. running the one. Now Tyler can slide to the two. Still got Bam. We're at the five. I would love to see that happen now.
And you know UD is lobbying for a Florida Gator.
Yeah.
You know that he wants to see him on the team. Couple of things. We've got boots on the ground when it comes to the draft. Zach Gelb is in New York. He is going to the draft tonight. He will join us on today's show. You know who's going to join us? I don't know what the guy's name is. Did you see at the Florida Panthers victory parade a guy? He was right there in the front wearing an Edmonton Oilers jersey.
Yes.
So he lost his fantasy football league, and that was the punishment. He had to go to the Panthers parade in an Edmonton Oilers jersey, and he's coming on with us today in an Edmonton Oilers jersey. part of his punishment continues. But yeah, I wonder, what do you think? Because I think in some cities, if it was a parade for the Boston Bruins and you show up in the opposing team's jersey, you might get jumped. What do you think the reaction was in South Florida?
A lot of screaming, yelling, cussing, but no jump on anybody.
There was no violence, by the way, at the parade. And I know that's like not something that you celebrate where you go, hey, look, nobody misbehaved. But you see this at so many parades that I thought it was very laudable in South Florida that there was no shenanigans.
There's hundreds of cities. I think it's easier to do the cities that somebody would get beat up than the cities that you won't get beat up. Miami's not a city you get beat up in.
Correct.
Philly?
Maybe if it's a Hurricanes parade and you show up in the opposing jersey, Miami Hurricanes fans might jump you.
I don't know, because I've been to a bunch of Hurricane stuff with a Gator shirt on and nobody tries me.
Have you seen yourself in the mirror?
I'm 6'3", 240.
Who's going to try you anywhere?
Well, I hope my man, he might be, he might have a little something to him.
I saw DJ sent to me a clip from The Pivot with Draymond Green that I hadn't seen. Is this a new episode?
Yes. Draymond came out. What's today?
Wednesday.
Monday? Wednesday? That came out yesterday.
Well, it's one of the funniest clips. I've got to watch the episode. Did you see the clip, Solana?
No, I haven't.
It is great. Crowder is telling Draymond Green, hey, you're an a-hole. And Draymond, I thought, like, he kind of looked at you like, wait a second, you don't talk to me that way because I'm not that. And then Crowder kind of caught him in it. And he's like, no, you are. And Draymond started to say something. Crowder's like, you're stuttering right now. And you don't ever stutter. I've watched your pods before. And so Crowder's like, I think you know in the back of your head that you're exactly what I say. And then Crowder, it was such a brilliant line of questioning because he's like, man, I see you test and jump on all these guys, these European guys or whatever. He goes, I noticed you didn't really, you don't really step to Steven Adams.
It was funny. He is a very pleasant human. I told him after the pod, like after we did this pod, we took the mics off. I was like, bro, you are surprisingly pleasant. Like I was ready to battle you because of what you show on the court. And he said, he's actually writing a book. And during the pod, I kind of said it. I was like, it seems to me like you're like David Banner and the Hulk, where off the court, he was so nice, came in. I think he texted us. He texted our producer, asked us, do we want Starbucks when he was coming? And I'm like, what did Draymond just ask? And we want Starbucks. Like, it was weird to me to have him so nice. But then he kind of said, he's like, I'm not fast. I'm not strong. I'm not big. But when I get on the court, I have to be a different person to do what I do out there with those Giants.
I'll test you till I find that you can hang with me. And that was his answer about Steven Adams, essentially, was, yeah, I've done battle with him. Like, and then Crowder's like, yeah, and you kicked him in the D.
Accurate. Is that not the greatest testament to the new age athlete, though? Like, the Oklahoma City Thunder don't know how to open up champagne bottles. They're not drinking beer. And Draymond Green is showing up to record a podcast with a bunch of tough, gritty NFL players. Right. And he's like, hey, do you want a caramel venti macchiato? I'll get
you
three
want,
for you guys.
Oat milk in your frappe?
I swear, I thought he'd walk in with like a crew of, bad dudes, like ready to, y'all ain't going to try Dre. You ain't going to try Dre. No, very pleasant people. Hello, how are you doing? Oh, we love the podcast.
Showed up with a barista.
Oh, man, we're trying to really get to you. I'm like, what's going on? I was taken back by how nice everybody was because you're Draymond Green.
Well, that looks like a good episode. I'm going to watch that. The clip, I'm telling you, the clip DJ sent me was laugh out loud funny because you caught him off guard. You caught him off guard by saying you're an a-hole. Like, I thought he was going to snap there for 1 second because – he like some guys are like, oh, yeah, I get out there. I'm ready to throw, but like, I don't know. It was like he had never heard that before. And yeah. And then you went in deeper on it when it seemed like, hey, I don't agree with you. You had receipts. Like, it was funny. It was well done.
Yeah. And remember, we used to watch it, but he's saying, remember he got into the whole thing about being an angry black man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his thing is like, don't judge me on the court, judge me off the court. He really goes into it, and it's very articulate. He can, like, he's an orator. He can talk. And he explains it. He's like, I don't care if you think I'm angry on the court. It's my job. But don't label me as an angry black man all around my life, because I'm a great father, husband, and man. And so he goes into it. It's a pretty well thought out thing that he went into. Then I had to throw him the curveball, and I think he likes me. I don't know.
Yeah, it seemed cool. Well, yeah, it seemed like fun, you were giving him what he likes, which is you were like, well, let me test you verbally and see if you can hang. You guys had a little verbal squabble, and you came out on the other side as respectful of each other.
He's not
Zach
big,
Gelb's gonna, Zach Gelb's going to join us. He's not?
6'6".
He's not big at all.
6'6".
He's not bulky. He's not – I would say if he's 6'6", he's 220, 220, 230.
Which is why it's crazy. The Warriors, maybe the greatest NBA dynasty since Jordan's Bulls, were winning titles with that guy as their center. Like, really, think about that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
He said it. He was like – because we went to talk, and I was like, bro, you playing these seven-footers. He was like, yeah, you see me just hug people. He was like, if you get position on me, I know I can't win. I'm going to just hug you. He's like, I got 5 fouls to give. I'm going to get me a foul if you get better position than I have. And I was like, really? Because he wasn't the picture. Like, you see, well, I'll send you the picture of us. He's not much taller than me. He's not a giant. He's a normal sized human in my world.
Yeah, he'll wrap up a 7-footer and then still yell at the ref that he didn't commit the foul.
Yeah.
Got to do with what's got you to the dance. Zach Gelb is going to join us today, and we got a lot of stuff to get to. And then you've got an NBA draft show tonight with Solana and Brendan Tobin. Is Tommy Tighe on the show tonight as well?
Yeah, Tommy Tighe, I am being told, will be there. Tobin and I will be there. The event looks really cool, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that'll be live from the Kaseya Center, so we got a lot of action today on the program. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Hawk, when you were talking about people not fighting at the parade, and oftentimes there are detractors who lead to some incidents. Did either of you see the video? It was going mega viral across the soccer community. The River Plate fans trying to kill one individual at the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, so
now is that like you were explaining to us when you went to the game with your dad and your brother, where in the U.S. they don't sector off different fan bases? Was that a case of that?
No, this was a case of one guy trying to be cutesy, thinking, oh, in the United States, nothing's going to happen. And the River fans, I would imagine a lot of them from Argentina, they don't F around, man. So River and Boca are arch rivals, the biggest two rivals in Argentina. It goes back decades. And River was playing Monterrey, a Mexican team. Has nothing to do with Boca. And a Boca fan showed up to the River section wearing a Boca Juniors jersey. And they let him know, if you don't get out of here, we're going to harm you. And they literally made the dude take his jersey off while being cornered off by security. It was insane.
I don't like that violence.
Fred Taylor looks bigger than all y'all in this picture you just sent us. Is this a weird angle, or is Fred bigger than
It's a weird angle. No, Fred always walks forward. He's a weirdo.
Look at that. There's
look at where our feet are. Yeah.
Draymond looks plenty tall. He looks plenty tall in that picture.
But me and Draymond are shoulder to shoulder. Fred's a, you know, 8 feet in front of us, and Ryan's just a little bit of human.
Mm-hmm. Well, your shoulder to nipples. Your shoulders are at his nipples.
But have you seen?
I understand. You're actually next to each other.
Yeah, but I'm talking about we're like next to Shaq.
Right.
Or even
right.
Paul George.
And
Paul
he bangs like with those 6'9". Guys. And he bangs with those
and
guys.
Like, he fights Shaq's, and it's the question. Like, he fights with Steven Adams, and he got me by 2 inches.
Have you ever
like,
had Steven, like, Steven Adams on the pivot?
No. Does he speak English?
Yeah.
Come on. Do they speak English in Australia?
I don't know.
He speaks better English than we do. All right. Headlines with Solana.
The Heat select 20th overall tonight. There was some trades, some movement in the NBA yesterday as well. How about Kristaps Porzingis getting dealt by the Boston Celtics? Any of you see that?
Yeah. I happen to like him. I know Crowder does. He's just too injured. Yeah. And so, I think that's kind of the story of the rest of his career, shuttled around, someone taking a flyer.
But are the Celtics throwing in the flag? Because they got rid of Drew Holiday, right?
They traded Drew Holiday. They traded Kristaps Porzingis. They were so deep into the second apron of the luxury tax that they have to, like, the harm it was doing to them in the future was just too much. Since Tatum is going to miss the entire year, seems like they're almost doing a soft reset. Derek White could be on the move, and maybe Jaylen Brown. That's been the talk over the past 24 hours. They could potentially, according to reports, be interested in shopping him tonight.
Solana, I don't know how you feel about a soft reset, but you get Tatum's not out. Tatum's not playing. Jaylen Brown moved. Porzingis is gone. Drew Holiday. That's a hard reset. That's a whole new team.
If they
maybe
move
go
everybody.
Get Jaylen Brown. Do to the Celtics what we did to the Bruins with Marchand.
I wouldn't mind Jaylen Brown. He's not a one, though.
Did you know The Bear season 4 comes out tonight, Solana?
I saw a commercial about it this morning. I had no idea. At the gym.
I did not realize. I just saw it on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
I didn't watch season 3, so I have some catch up.
What?
Nah.
Oh, my God. It was so good.
You told me it was just like whatever. Like, it didn't compare to season 2.
Oh, I don't recall, to be quite honest. When I said that, I wasn't even certain if I thought it was that good.
You did say that.
I said that it wasn't as good as season 2?
Yeah, you did say that.
Now that you say it, I think you're right. I think season 3 was underwhelming.
Yeah.
How could Jimmy tell you your take?
Yeah. I think he's right. I think he's right.
The Marlins, they beat the San Francisco Giants last night 4-2. Any of you know Justin Verlander still played in the major leagues?
I did not.
Who did he play for?
I'm guessing the Giants.
Yes, the San Francisco Giants. I don't know why I was so fascinated by this yesterday. Justin Verlander.
Isn't he married to Kate Upton?
No idea.
Did I make that up?
Nobody knows that.
Yeah, I don't know.
May have made that up.
Anyways, game 2 tonight, 9:45. Edward Cabrera will be on the mound for the Fish. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free conversation.
Kate Upton.
Yeah, it's Justin Verlander. I was right.
Kate Upton husband, Justin Verlander.
Yeah, I was right. Nailed it. You guys know Kate Upton, right?
I didn't know. Nah, I see her. I didn't know who she
Sports was. Illustrated swimsuit model.
But she's an actress, right? Mm.
Kate Upton?
Yeah. What is that?
I mean, sure. I'm sure she's an actress. I know her from Sports Illustrated. What do you know her from?
That zero.
It's kind of. What's that, Jimmy?
No, I remember her from the Zero Gravity photo shoot she did.
For Sports Illustrated?
I believe it was.
She's a model.
Yes. Yeah.
She's a swimsuit model.
Jimmy's like.
Like, I did a commercial for. But Solana, I did a commercial for. What was that energy drink? Does that make me an actor?
No.
Right. That's what I don't think she's an actress. Well, okay. I think she's just a swimsuit model.
Oh, I'm not advocating that she is. I'm not arguing she is. I just asked, is she an actress? And you said, huh.
Oh, okay. She's been in a couple of movies. I'm looking at her filmography here. Tower Heist. She had a cameo. The Disaster Artist. Her scenes were deleted. Literally says that on her filmography.
All right. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. Your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7.
Free concerts. Free concerts all summer long. DeMesmin and Dover.
Giving out free concerts.
90 degrees, hot and humid. That's your weather.
I'll let you stumble on words all you want this afternoon. I won't call out one if you let us play a lot while.
It's tempting. It's tempting.
Why? Because you know you're going to stumble over words.
Yeah, I have a cold sore in the back of my mouth. I'm toast, man.
The worst.
I'm toast.
The worst.
Oh, that's... Y'all be kissing people. I watch Love Island. Y'all kiss too much.
I had a herpes. I had a herpes the other day.
What was that?
Yeah, you get those canker sores? I call them a herpes. Yeah, I got a herpes. I mean, that is what a cold sore is. You've got the herpes.
Oh, I don't think you can pass tense herpes. I don't think you had a herpes.
Yeah, you got a herpes.
If you have herpes, it's with you forever.
No, not if you have herpes simplex 10. That's from Beverly Hills Cop. You guys, herpes simplex number 10. That's a herpes simplex number 10.
Had a herpes.
That's tough to do a draft show with the herpes.
I don't have herpes. I'd like to put that on the record.
Well, that's what a cold sore is.
Well, no, that's a cold sore. Yeah.
No, it's not. That's ridiculous.
I'll just tell you.
It is. No. But it's herpes simplex number 10.
Yeah.
Well, it's not. It's not. That's ridiculous.
I never had a cold sore. Where do cold sores come from? Your cold sores, if it's not herpes.
You've never had a cold sore? I don't believe that.
Yeah.
No, because I don't have herpes.
Well, you might have herpes simplex number 10.
Are cold sores herpes? Yes, cold sores are caused by the herpes simplex virus.
I'm telling you. What did I tell you? Herpes simplex number 10?
You got simplex 10?
Oh, jeez, the herpes simplex number 10.
HSV, man. No, HSV type 1. HSV type 1, not 10.
I think you got number 10. I think you got herpes simplex number 10.
Oh, you didn't know here. He got 10.
Man, skip 1 through 9. Went all the way to herpes simplex number 10. All right, Caneswear in Davie. Zach Gelb is going to join us next. Oh, we're running late. I'm doing silly stuff. Gelb's probably.
He texted me. He said, be on in a minute. I said, don't worry. We just found that I have herpes. Take your time.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
They were just sitting in your house naked?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Our friend Zach Gelb is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He is heard nationally on the Infinity Sports Network, and he comes to us from the WFAN studios in New York. He will be at the NBA draft tonight in New York City, and he's joining us now. And he was a little, sensitive last week. Wednesday was the day after the Panthers had won their second consecutive Stanley Cup. And Gelb comes on with us on Wednesdays. So last Wednesday, I texted him and I said, I'm bumping you today because we don't want some New Yorker on our celebration, our Panthers celebration day. And he got a little sensitive because he did pick the Panthers, got a little sensitive. And when I reminded him today that he would be coming on with us, he said, oh, now all of a sudden you want me back. So I'm glad you're here to celebrate this Florida Panthers dynasty with us, even if it's a week late, Gelby.
Well, you got to win three championships to be a dynasty number one. Number two, and the Panthers are on their way, but number two, sources told me Hockman and Crowder did not want me on, and that's why Alejandro Solana is now an award winner. So when you say this show now, it's Hockman, Crowder, and the award-winning Alejandro Solana. Congratulations, Solana.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. That sounds nice, too.
Is that what it is, Gail? We've talked about this. Is a dynasty three championship? What if it's 3 and 4 years? What if they miss it next year and win it in 27? What is the dynasty rules?
Three straight, 3 and 4 years, 3 and 5 years, 3 and 6 years. I'll even go 3 and 7. If you win three championships in that, 3 to 7, 3 to 8 year stretch, that's what I think constitutes a dynasty.
So the Heat Big Three was not a dynasty.
No. Actually, they were a flip of the coin. If you think about it now, they would always get to the NBA finals, but it was actually a little bit disappointing, even though how great those teams were, that team only won two championships when LeBron, who, by the way, ring culture, all that stuff is Fugazi, according to LeBron. Wasn't he the same guy that sat down and said, not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven? So let's be real. That ring culture by LeBron James, a little sensitivity, just like how I was sensitive last week that you guys bumped me. It's sensitive LeBron James because Jordan trumps LeBron in that argument when it comes to rings.
But the Panthers are on their way to a dynasty.
100%. And I would be shocked if they don't win another Stanley Cup in the next three seasons.
And do they have to, is Marchand a big part of that? Is it Kachuk? It's like Bob and keep Bob, keep Paul Maurice. We'll figure that thing out with Bill Zito. Is that what it is? So that they need to really retain this depth that they have?
I think Marchand is an added luxury. They didn't need Brad Marchand to win the Stanley Cup this year. And I know he played incredible, so that sounds like a crazy statement. But it was the rich getting richer. And I just, by the way, Solana, you're now an award-winning host.
Yeah.
You can't be sitting there behind the guy with the microphone. Oh, Brad, I never doubted you. You got to walk up like a man, shake his hand and said, hey, I'm Alejandro Solana. I am the Miami Radio Personality of the Year. I thought you were going to be some bum because I only pay attention to hockey for about 3 weeks out of the season. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I apologize. Lo siento.
Nah, I kind of like the way I approached it a little bit better, actually. No harm, no foul.
But you are the Miami Radio Personality of the Year, so who might I really question?
Do we have the video on hand by any chance of where you and Brad Marchand patched things up on the ice? Because they actually did patch it up on the ice, but I don't know if we have the video available to us on a moment's notice.
We will in a few seconds, Hawk. I could definitely
we'll have it in a second here. Because what happened was, Solana, and it was a private text, in fairness, texted to me, do we even know if Brad Marchand still has anything left? And I think he's going to be a playoff bum. And I made that text public. That was on me.
You? It's being a good radio guy. You won this Miami Radio Personality of the Year so many times. They had to eventually give it to
Solana. It is the Jokic effect, right?
You're Nikola Jokic.
Voter fatigue. Yeah, voter fatigue. Yeah, because
Shea Gilgis Alexander. He's a radio merchant right there, Solana. There's no doubt about it.
That's what we're going to call you from now on, SG Alejandro.
a bit merchant. We call him a bit merchant.
That's funny. Here's the video, Brad Marchand and Solana patching things up moments after the Panthers won the cup.
Never doubted him. Never doubted him. Never.
There you go. How about that? How about that moment they shared together?
Crowder, imagine if I talk crap on you when you were playing football. Guy can't tackle, dude has no knees, he's slow, and then you went on to go win a playoff game. if I walked up to you and stood behind you as you were turned talking to your family, I'm like, yeah, I never doubted this guy. I'd be a wuss. That's not what a man does. I tap you on the shoulder and I would say, you know what, Channing Crowder? I'd even grab you by your cheek and go, you know what, Channing Crowder, my friend, you were 100% right. I'm one big fat dope.
Yeah. If the person doesn't know you met him, have y'all met?
Knew. He knew. You didn't see the back of his neck, the way his back of his neck shook a little bit.
I will say, though, Salada kind of looks a little bit like Brad Marchand. You guys kind of look like you could be
cousins.
He
looks like Evan Rodriguez. Yeah. Looks exactly like Evan Rodriguez.
By the way, Gelb, I had no idea you were such a big Dolphins fan from 2009. From 05 to 2010, I mean, you nailed Crowder there perfectly. Must have watched every down. Couldn't tackle, couldn't cover.
Well, the first time I met Channing Crowder, he was just starting here at WQAM, and that's probably how Sid Rosenberg introduced me to him.
My good friend.
My good friend, Channing Crowder. Hey,
So news kind of came out this week. So Kevin Durant goes to Houston. Yeah. And the news that's been parsed over and over by Heat fans is that the Heat were unwilling to offer up Nikola Jovic or Khalil Ware. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious how you perceive that tidbit, if it's true.
Pat Riley's 80, correct?
Yeah.
He ain't getting any younger. But do you think this group, with these youngsters that they have, and you factor in Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero, and I know Bam's obviously older, and more of a veteran now, do we think this group is anywhere close to, how about a top four seed in the East? Probably not. So I thought, I don't think you have to give up the farm to get Kevin Durant. Like, I wouldn't do that if I'm the Spurs. I wouldn't have done that if I'm the Rockets. But those guys, is that really giving up the farm for Kevin Durant? I thought the Heat should have made the move, and it actually would have made them exciting heading into the season. And by the way, the East is only getting weaker. Dame going to be done for next season. Tatum done for next season. Halliburton, assuming all these guys don't come back, done for next season. We're looking at an Eastern Conference right now where it's the Knicks, it's the Cavs, maybe teams like the Magic, Paolo Banchero, Solana's favorite player who's in the mix. Maybe they take the next step. You could maybe have the Pistons take the next step with Cade Cunningham, or hey, the Sixers. I know they're never healthy, but if they do get healthy, maybe they could get back into the mix. So the East is wide open.
Who's the best team in the East? Like, because like you just brought it up with I call him Rancho Banchero. I don't know his name. And all the other guys, like, are the Knicks that good? Like, they have to bring,
I was going to say, who are you even asking this question to? You know what his answer is going to be.
Well, no, I was going to say, and I'm bringing up the Knicks. They don't even have a coach, bro. I know, and Kat and Jalen Brunson, and I know Miles, you know, what are they? Who's the best team in the East right now?
I would say it's the Knicks or the Cavs, but this is not me saying either of those teams are great. It's that they're good, and you look at the circumstances, there's no great team in the Eastern Conference right now. The Celtics were, but without Jason Tatum, now they're getting rid of Porzingis, and they got rid of Jrue Holiday, and there's talks about Jaylen Brown maybe getting – like, if you would have asked me if Tatum didn't get hurt, I would have said, oh, it's still the Boston Celtics, even if the Knicks would have beat them. But with them down, yeah, I look at the Knicks and the Cavs as two good teams that now maybe you don't have to be great to get to the NBA Finals. Maybe you just have to be good. And that's I would say it's the Knicks right now.
What are your thoughts on the Celtics kind of doing like a little soft reset here? And potentially, we were talking about it earlier, Crowder was right. If they trade Jaylen Brown and Derrick White, a full reset, like, what are your thoughts on that? Should they move on from Jaylen Brown? Man, his contract is crazy, Gelb. He's going to make 60-plus million in 2028-2029.
Crowder played the wrong sport, I'll tell you that.
I'm telling you that. Yeah. I'm born too early. I wish my mom and dad had sex a little later on.
But because you could have been a bum in the NBA with bad knees, and you still would have made $25 million a year.
Leave my knees alone. Leave my knees alone.
I think this is the whole apron thing that we talk about. Yeah. And new ownership coming in, and new ownership isn't going to have to sit there and pay these ridiculous taxes. I do think Jaylen Brown is available. They're obviously taking calls for him. I'd still be surprised. Like, if I'm running the team, I'm not trading him, because I want to see what he could be as the number one guy this year. We know he's a championship player, number two team. Heck, he won, a number two in a championship team. Heck, he won the NBA Finals MVP that year. But this is a real big moment for Jaylen Brown. But with this new ownership group coming on in, yeah, wouldn't surprise me they keep on shedding salary left and right.
Zach Gelb will be at the NBA draft tonight at the Barclays Center. Is Cooper Flagg everything people think he might be in the NBA?
I wonder if we set the bar too high. But with that being said, I still think he's going to be ridiculous. Like, we were going through this yesterday. Since LeBron, if you look at the number one overall picks that we hyped up, there's only one that has probably been more hyped up than Cooper Flagg, and you could argue maybe two. Obviously, Victor Wembanyama, but none of us really saw Victor Wembanyama play until he got to the NBA. And then Zion Williamson, but even in the Zion Williamson draft, I remember that the buildup to that draft, there was some conversation, oh, maybe Ja Morant could usurp him, but Zion Williamson already was so in front of the line that that wasn't going to happen. I would say since 2003, it would be LeBron, Wemby, and then Cooper Flagg as the most hyped number one overall picks at the time that they were drafted.
But is Cooper good enough to turn an organization around? Like, LeBron can carry someone, but can Cooper carry a team on his back? He's very good at basketball, Gail, but is he that good?
Well, I think it was Kendrick Perkins who yesterday said that if LeBron and Kevin Garnett had a baby, Cooper's Flagg would be the baby. That's a pretty damn good baby to me if I get a combination of LeBron and KJ.
You're like, that couldn't happen.
Who's giving birth?
For several reasons.
Hey, Gel, we haven't even touched the Ace Bailey thing on our show because we just don't do
disaster.
That. Right, I imagine like people are calling your show, they're outraged. I'm sure you've ranted about it already a couple times. Like, what are your quick thoughts on Ace Bailey and who's going to gamble on him?
So everyone that I talk to says that he's getting terrible advice and also he's immature. What he's doing is he's trying to dictate where he goes. You know, he'd be fine going to the Wizards. He'd be fine going to the Nets. But he doesn't want to go to the Hornets, you know, just looking inside the top five. The Philly one, though, is weird to me because why wouldn't you want to go to Philly? Don't schedule a workout and then cancel a workout and not have any workouts. Ultimately, though, the NBA, you know this, Solana, it's a player-driven league. It's player empowerment, and the players bend over everyone in charge all the time. So this is another instance, but you heard Paul George say the other day of, hey, you know, how about you do something in the league before you start demanding everything? So, you know what? It is what it is. We'll see when he goes. But outside of a Flag tonight, and maybe, you know, is Jason Kidd going to be coaching Cooper Flag or not? He's going to try to get the Knicks job. Bailey, to me, is the most interesting part of this draft.
Yeah.
Zach Gelb in the city of New York, where the draft takes
champions
place. Tonight, not the city of champions.
And if you, I'm not going to get political.
Is it hot as hell there, by the way?
Oh, 100 degrees. But if you follow this mayor race, I may be asking Len Weiner for a job sooner.
Yeah,
or later.
Tell me your rankings. Did you do the ranked voting yesterday? Who'd you have ranked number one?
I'm a registered independent, so I had no part in the Democratic primary yesterday in New York City. That's my way of not wanting to get spam mail or having to pick anyone. I'll just be an independent.
Well done, Gelby. The question is, how did you rank Miami Sports Radio Personality of the Year? Who did you have 1, 2, 3?
Joe Rose 1, Tobin 2, Leroy Horde 3,
fair.
Crowder 4, Hockman 5. Am I missing someone?
I think you nailed it. I think you nailed the top five perfectly there.
Oh, Jimmy. Jimmy. Don't forget about Jimmy. Dan Day. Oh, and who's the guy? A la something. So...
A la Abdel Nabi.
Yeah.
Later, guys.
Duke legend.
He was a Duke legend. Zach Gelb there from the Infinity Sports Network. Always fun talking to him, especially on NBA draft night.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Cooper Flagg is white.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.